Good afternoon and welcome to Chat About. I'm news director Larissa Donovan. Todd's got the day off, but joining me in studio is superintendent of Bemidji Schools Tim Lutz and school board member John Gonzalez. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. I know top of mind, before we move on to the agenda of the school board meeting, which is still happening tonight.
Correct.
I think we should probably discuss the upcoming closure of Minnesota schools.
Yeah, and that throws quite a wrench into many plans throughout the state of Minnesota. A lot of school districts did have plans in place, and we were watching the situation develop. But it's a call that now has been taken off our plates, and we were told that we need to plan to have schools today and tomorrow, and then for the rest of the next 2 weeks, for 8 days, we will work very hard to provide a system and a platform for delivering distance learning to our students, pre-K through 12.
So schools could be closed longer after this 8 day. This is a planning period for what's going to happen for the rest of the year.
This is a planning period, and I would like to reiterate that some people are thinking, okay, we're closing because we have something has arrived in our community, the virus, but it has not. We are being told to close schools not because something is here, but because we need to make a plan. It's not a time to panic. We need to be level-headed about our planning, and we need to make sure that our districts across the state, including Bemidji ISD 31, has a plan in place to deliver distance education. Now, distance education is not the same thing as e-learning. Mm-hmm. E-learning is a form of distance education. Distance education simply means that we can use electronic platforms, online platforms, as well as phone conversations, mail, delivery of packets to students, and we're going to work on all of those to make sure our students continue learning.
And just to add to that as well, too, you know, Superintendent Lutz sent out a message yesterday to all the parents in the district, and within that, there was an email that went out, also a voicemail, a phone call that went out that provided a little bit more information about that, and then, of course, directed folks to the district website where we have lots more information up there to try to explain and describe the processes that are happening, as well as, you know, what Superintendent Lutz just mentioned in terms of it's a planning time for us to basically be prepared in case we do need to close schools for a more extended period of time.
And the other thing that I really want to point out is that we are required across the state to provide continued daycare services for children, students of parents who have critical positions in the community, and those positions include healthcare, first responders, judicial and county systems, and law enforcement, fire. Mm-hmm. And when schools shut down, this I have received a lot of questions, why haven't we shut down yet? When a school district shuts its services down in a district or an area like Bemidji, where we have Sanford, which is providing wonderful healthcare services, that really puts a bind on what they are able to do to keep our community safe. The same is true for our law enforcement officers, our fire department people, and first responders. And so those 8 days, while we will be working on our distance learning methods, we will also be providing this daycare for those parents who fill out a form and identify themselves and can validate and verify that they are critical care workers, and those are the people who will be, whose children will be educated, or not educated, but provided daycare in our system during those 8 days until the 27th of March.
So I imagine that you'll be using para staff to provide that kind of care services?
That is correct, and a lot of our other staff members across the district may have reassignments. Their day will look different for these 8 days, and then sometime towards the end of next week, we will find out from the governor and the Department of Education as to whether or not we will need to continue this style of educating our students and providing the daycare services as well.
And I saw some places that breakfast and lunch during this 8-day closure will still be available in Bemidji schools for those kids that need it.
It will still be available. We will have it in several formats. It can be when families opt in for this, we will have sites for families to come and pick up breakfast and lunch, and we will also be able and willing to deliver. So we'll have sites where we can deliver to, and in some cases we may be delivering to homes. We're still trying to figure that out. And more than likely, it will be breakfast and lunch delivered at the same time. It won't be a hot lunch or breakfast. It'll be a, you know, bag breakfast and lunch. But if we're providing them at the same time, it may look like, okay, at 11 o'clock, we'll come with a lunch and a breakfast for the next morning.
Okay.
That kind of thing is what we're looking at doing. And again, that is available for every family that signs up and opts in to do this.
And where can they find this sign-up form?
That will be something that will be on our website, or they can call the district if they would like information, and the number is 333-3100.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for adding. Oh, one more question I saw pop up. Will these days, I'm sure you probably don't know yet, but will these days have to be made up at the end of the year? Or
we already do know that. The guidance and executive order does stipulate that these days are going to be counted as educational days. So there
okay.
should not be a need to make up anything unless that something changes along the way.
I'm sure many right. things yeah. could change between here and then.
And that's the last thing I'd like to point out. This is such an ever-evolving situation that we're, what's the saying? We're flying the airplane as we're building it or something like that, and that's how it feels.
I imagine it's a right. huge challenge trying to figure out a distance learning method that will work for everyone. This is a poverty-rich district.
It's gigantic. Yesterday
Computers,
afternoon, we had yeah. Close to 30 district leadership staff. I was there. The entire district cabinet was there. All of the principals and excuse me, assistant principals were there, along with all of our other coordinators of transportation and food service and community education. We had close to 30 people meeting and discussing how to respond to this and how to plan. We met from 1 until 6 yesterday afternoon.
Oh, goodness.
So I want to thank the dedicated leadership in our school district for their commitment and their time yesterday.
All right. Well, I guess we can move on to the agenda. Thank you for answering my questions on that. I'm sure that's top of mind for a lot of folks that are tuning in right now. But so far, there's a field trip requests on the consent agenda. How are those going?
You know something? They just might not be approved. Who knows? I think we'll approve them because that's standard procedure, but then
right.
we may look at whether or not they should really go. Depends upon the date.
Yeah, I imagine. And then some special topics. I know there was a change to the original agenda I was sent. You're going to have a nurse come in and talk about the COVID-19 situation.
Yes, our district nurse Emily Helm is going to come in and talk about the coronavirus, the COVID-19, you know, just provide some basic information for folks in terms of, again, how to practice safe hygiene, social distancing, those kinds of things there. And then I'm sure we'll have a further discussion amongst the board members and the district leadership about, you know, the situation with the school closures and those kinds of things there as well. So.
All right, great. So student representative report on the – who's the student representative at these meetings these days?
Well, we have two.
Okay.
Taylor Gish, who is a senior, and Joel Roberts, who is a junior. And I would anticipate they'll both be there. They usually are, and they'll have updates on what's happening from their perspective.
All right, and then you guys will still have a listening session at 5:45, about 45 minutes before the meeting starts. Are you going to be in that discussion there, John?
No, I am not scheduled for that this week. Actually, I'm sorry, I do not know who is scheduled for that this week, but there's two board members are present for that, so that will certainly be happening as well, too, yes.
Yeah. And then moving on to the operating referendum. So do we have any updates for that referendum for this meeting?
You know, we had one meeting of our steering committee. I'll have a little update about that meeting, and we'll be presenting a motion to enter into an agreement with a company called RAP Strategies, which specializes in helping school districts get the message out to members of the community about what we're doing and help it. They'll be helping us develop communication protocols as well, so we can listen to the community as well.
All right, great. Up next on the agenda is donations, which are always nice. What did you get from Affinity Plus?
You know, I want to thank Affinity Plus. They have been providing donations to several of our school sites of $1,000 at each one.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is in the form of cash, and some of it is in the form of supplies. So educational materials, devices, even clothing and shoes. So we're very grateful for that, these generous donations from Affinity Plus Bank.
And then under equitable student achievement, an extended school year program and summer hours, that's pretty routine, right?
Yep, something we do every year, and it's just something we need to do about this time every year.
I imagine. Okay. And then next, under high quality district, a first reading of a revised ordinance about finance and obligation of funds.
Yep,
pretty routine, or
and that's again very routine. Right. Yes, it's just a revision. The school board, Minnesota School Boards Association, often provides us with fresh language. Sometimes that's based upon statute changes. Other times it's based on best practice changes. But it's just having to do with obligating funds, and it's changing of minor language.
Right.
And then next, workforce development, tentative agreements with the custodian and maintenance personnel bargaining unit for 2019-20, three-year contract sort of a thing.
Yep, it's two-year. All of our contracts with our bargaining units are two-year contracts, and a lot of them are up for agreements, renewals of agreements this year. So that one will be done with when we're done with approving this tonight.
Well, then I see upcoming events, which I guess are still up in the air, too.
Yeah, and it still says Bemidji Day at the Capitol, but that
I
is definitely...
I heard the legislature is saying, I don't want people here,
So that's canceled, and
okay.
That was canceled as of last week, but we'd already gone to press with this, so
okay.
I don't think that'll even be rescheduled, but it might be, so
maybe.
We'll find out. We'll find that out.
Well, I know it's the COVID-19 situation is really top of mind here. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add before we wrap up today's show?
Yeah, I do actually want to add one quick thing. I think, you know, that a couple of things actually, and I'll try to be quick about it. The first one, you know, again, is I know that a lot of parents, a lot of families, a lot of community members are certainly, you know, feeling anxious about the situation and so on. And particularly our kids, you know, they can sometimes, you know, not necessarily always show how they're feeling about the situation, but certainly, you know, they're, you know, paying attention to what's happening, and they're talking to friends, and, you know, so it's really important that, you know, parents, you know, try to take the time to monitor their kids and how they're feeling and how they're doing, and, you know, be willing and prepared to sort of talk to them about that in, of course, an age-appropriate way. We do have some resources up on the Bemidji District's website as well, too. There's a few links up there that actually provide some guidance in terms of how to talk to children and how to talk to your, you know, your family members about the anxieties and things that they might be feeling and so on. So please, you know, check that out and, you know, seek out those resources. The other quick thing that I do want to mention as well, too, is that while I always try to encourage people and community members to come to the school district's board meeting, but, you know, given the situation and the guidance that's coming from the Minnesota Department of Health and as well as the CDC in terms of limiting gatherings of 50 or more people, you know, normally we don't usually have that many at the district, and I would love to see more people who come, you know, come to the board meetings. But, you know, given the times that we are, you know, just encourage people to watch, you know, from home if they would, you know, if they wanted to come to the board meeting or not. But, you know,
are those
again,
live
just pay
streamed
attention.
On the district website, or are they available on a TV channel?
Yeah, they
I
are.
I can't remember which
they
channel
are live
it was.
On the through Paul Bunyan Communications.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. Anything else to add, Mr. Lutz?
Well, I would just like to ask, just to remind the community that the district is watching and has planned to be watching the situation. And we've been meeting with Sanford Health on a regular basis and communicating with them and our district nurses on top of things. And Sanford Health really feels like they are on top of things, and they're doing a very good job. And between Sanford Health and the school district, we would like to remind people that fact over fiction is important. I'm out and about quite a bit, and people will come up to me and say that they've heard that COVID-19 is now in such and such a town near us. And that's not true. They've been testing here at Sanford, mm-hmm. collecting samples and sending off for tests. It is not here yet. And so I want to remind all of us to be careful about these rumors and where we hear them from. If it's true, I'll hear from Sanford or from the county health department almost right away, and we can make decisions about whether or not we're even going to stay open for daycare services.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all of us be very careful. We will get through this.
All right. Well, Superintendent Tim Lutz and School Board Member John Gonzalez, thank you so much for taking time out of what I'm sure is a very hectic day to come and talk to us and speak for our listeners. I'll be back to wrap up today's chat about in just a moment.